with the new Arvest Flex Rewards credit card. Sign up at arvest.com/bonus. Subject to credit approval. Offer ends December 31st, 2017.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
David Waymire will jump center for Mountain Home. Kane Wilson will try to win the tip for Green County Tech. The ball is up in the air, and the tip is controlled by the Golden Eagles. They almost lost out of bounds. That ball went so far. They'll be moving left to right in this first half. The ball goes up top. Over on the left side now, it goes with Cancilla. Up top now to Butler. Butler throws over on the right side to Dortch. Dortch hanged into the lane, now kicks it out into the left corner. Now the ball goes up top to Gio. Gio's going into the lane for the layup, good. Peyton Gio with the first 2 points of the night as Green County Tech strikes first. We are 30 seconds into this contest. Here is Benton into the front court for the Bombers. Ball goes over to Cruz on the left elbow. He'll give it back to Benton, who has it on the wing. Now it goes cross-court to Bashir's down the low block to Waymeyer. He's going for the jumper. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up off the glass and in. And Mountain Home ties this game up at 2-2 as we are a little less than a minute into the game. Back the other way. Going up for the three-pointer is Cade Cancilla. He can't get it to go. And the rebound is controlled by Mountain Home. Benton quickly into the front court. Tech in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over to Bashir's on the left side. Up top to Peters. Over to Benton on the right. Finds Bashir's cutting into the lane. Now gives it to Cruz, who's going into paint for the layup. His shot was blocked, and Tech comes away with the basketball. Here is Dortch back the other way, throwing it up top to Wilson. His three-pointer, good. Kane Wilson with his first 3 points of the night. Mountain Home's trails 5-2. A little over 6.5 minutes left to play in this first quarter. Bashir's throws it to Peters on the right wing. His three-pointer will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Green County Tech. Cancilla quickly back the other way, finding a cutting. Kane Wilson going into the lane for the alley-oop layup off the glass and in, and he now has 5 points. It is 7-2, Tech leading it. 6:06 left to play in this opening period. Benton into the front court, finds Waymeyer on the right elbow, gives it to Cruz on the right side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer, misses everything, and the rebound is controlled by the Golden Eagles. They're quickly back the other way. Going up for the three-pointer was Dortch. He couldn't get it to go, and Waymeyer gets the rebound from Mountain Home. Back come the Bombers. Bashir's throws it to Cruz over on the left wing. He'll give it to Benton right there. Takes the screen. Goes over to Peters on the right side. Cross-court pass to Bashir's in the left corner. Bashir's will dribble out to the wing, gives up top to Waymeyer. Back over to Bashir's on the left side. Finds Cruz near the corner. Back out to Bashir's, up top to Benton. 5:11 left to play in the first quarter. Benton will take the screen, dribble up between the circles. Over to Peters on the right side. On the left, that is. Now he dribbles down to the corner, goes back out to the wing, up top to Benton, and he's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Cruz. Has the ball stripped from him. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Tech, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball under the basket. 4:55 left to play in the opening quarter. The Bombers with the ball trailing Green County Tech 7-2. It will be Bashir triggering the inbound pass on the baseline. His pass is knocked away by Wilson, and Mountain Home will inbound once again on the baseline. We'll just go to the other side of the basket. Bashir's will inbound it once again. He gets it into Benton on the left wing. Goes cross-court to Cruz on the right side. Up top to Peters. Back over to Benton on the left side. Cross-court to Bashir's in the right corner. Thought about three now. He will pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Waymeyer. He tries to go back up with it. Has the ball stripped from him. And Tech comes away with the steal. Back come the Eagles. They almost had the ball knocked away from them, but they're able to get it back. Going into a lane for the layup was... Couldn't tell who that was. That was Peyton Gio with the layup, and he's going to go to the line for the old-fashioned three. And before he shoots the free throw, now Tom's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 4:32, let's play in the first quarter. It is the Golden Eagles leading Mountain Home 9-2. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Green County Tech off to a quick start, and they've got a chance to extend this lead a little bit further as Peyton Gio will be at the line for the and-one situation. He has 4 points, and this will be his first free throw of the night. There's 4:32 left to play in the first quarter. As Gio gets the free throw, he now has five, and it is 10-2, Mountain Home trailing Green County Tech. Benton into the front court, gets it to Waymar on the right side. Back up top to Benton. Throws to Cruz on the right wing. He takes the screen from Waymire. Now gives it to Bashirs on the left side. Thought about the three. Now tries to throw it to Peters. He couldn't handle the ball. It was actually partially knocked away. Stolen by Tech. Back to come the Golden Eagles going into the lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound comes to Waymire. That was Cancilla going up for the layup. He couldn't get it to go. Probably if he used the glass, he probably could have. Bashirs has the ball on the right side. Goes up top to Cruz. Now over to Benton on the left wing. He's going towards the corner. Kicks up top to Waymire. Over to Peters on the right side. Thought about the three. Now it takes a screen from Waymire. Drills up to the top. Gives it to Cruz. Cruz going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass. Does not go. And gets his own rebound. Goes back up with it. Can't get the follow to go. And this time the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Golden Eagles. It will be Mountain Home keeping possession with 3:34 left to play in the first quarter. Checking in for Green County Tech are Kobe Brown and Luke Williams as Cade Cancilla takes a seat. And so does Zane Butler. Brown, a 6'1 senior. Williams, a 6-foot senior. Cruz takes an inbound pass, gives it to Waymire at the top. Over to Benton on the left side. Looks to take the screen. Drills that to the corner, goes cross court to Bashirs. Over to Peters, now to Cruz on the left wing. Back to Benton, he's going to pull up on the left wing for the three-pointer, good! Callan Benton with his first 3 points of the night, and the Mountain Home has cut into Green County Tech's lead, 10-5, our score with a little over 3 minutes left to play in this first quarter. Ball goes over on the right side to Williams. Now over on the left, going up for the long three-pointer was Peyton Gio, good. Peyton Gio with 8 points now, 13-5, Tech leading it. Quite an answer for Tech there. Here is Benton throwing it up top to Waymire. Back over to Benton, thought about the three. Now he is going to pull up for the three, misses everything, and the rebound controlled by Green County Tech. Here is Williams with it, throwing it on the low block. Now ball goes over on the right side to Dortch. He's going into the lane for the reverse layup, but they're going to call traveling. Mattson will get back on the turnover with 2:26 left to play in the first quarter. It is 13-5, Tech leading the Bombers. Benton will walk the ball across the timeline. It's a half-court man-to-man defense for Green County Tech. Ball goes to Bashirs in the right corner. Now up top to Cruz. Back over to Bashirs. He drills out to the wing, goes up top to Benton, over to Cruz in the left side. Back up top to Benton, over to Peters on the left wing. Over to Bashirs, and looks like an offensive foul be called away from the ball. Waymire just got a little too aggressive trying to get away from his defender. I believe that's his first personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home. William Waymire will take a seat, or that might be his second. He is going to take a seat as he's replaced by Baylor Corsilius, a 6'2 junior. It's an 8-point lead for the Golden Eagles as Gio will walk. Ball goes up top to Brown, over to Gio. Now getting out down the paint is Brown. He's going up for the jumper in the paint, no good, but he draws contact and will head to the free throw line. That's the third team foul. I missed who they called it on. And it will be Tech inbounding the ball with 1:40 left to play in the opening quarter. And immediately taking the inbound pass was Kane Wilson. He immediately put up the jumper in the lane. Good. He now has 7 points. It's 15-5, Tech leading it. Here is Peters throwing it to Benton. Over to Cruz on the right wing. Goes up top to Cresilius. Over to Bashir's on the left side.
Yes! The Johnsons don't have that inflatable musical snowman switched on tonight.
Yeah, I may or may not have accidentally on purpose cut the wires.
I love you. Alexa, play holiday music.
You're my prison.
Tens of millions of songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. For a limited time only, sign up today and receive 3 months for 99 cents at amazon.com/musicunlimited. Automatically renews, cancel anytime.
Get ready to door bust. Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday doorbusters are here. This Friday through Wednesday, you can shop insane pre-Black Friday deals on the brands you want most. Come early for doorbusters like an LG 4K TV, Xbox One, Samsung Galaxy phone, and Beats by Dre headphones for crazy low weekly payments. But you better hurry before the best doorbusters are gone. Only at Rent-A-Center. Big brands, small payments. Rental purchase lease transaction. Participating locations only. See manager for details.
Colton Peters with his first 3 points of the night, and Mountain Home cuts Tech's advantage to 5. 15-10, our score, 36 seconds. Back the other way, Gio going toward the free throw line for the jumper. Good. Wow, Peyton Gio already in double figures with 10 points. 17-10, Tech leading it. 23 points, 23 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Peters throws it to Cruz over near the free throw line. Over to Ben. Over to Cresilius now on the right wing. He throws up top to Cruz. Over to Bashir's. 9 seconds left. Over to Peters on the left wing. 4 seconds left. Up top to Benton. 2 seconds. They're going to have to shoot it before too long. Over to Cresilius. He's going to try to put up a shot at the buzzer. He couldn't get it to go. And we have reached the end of the first quarter. Well, after 8 minutes of play, our score, Greene County Tech leading Mountain Home 17-10. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.